Okay, everybody, pour yourself a cup of Joe in one of those travel mugs and follow me, Robert Rickman, for a stroll along the Murfreesboro Greenway. Now, we're starting at the Broad Street Trail headed Thompson Lane. We're slippery, going downhill. I noticed a few days ago that my belt was getting tighter, so I went into action and started eating more vegetables, less meat and bread, and fewer sweets, and added this little weekly walk to my exercise program. Oh, I see a couple of kids wading in the Stones River. A family is walking up the trail, and a couple of joggers, probably in their 20s, are behind me.
How you doing?
Oh, is that a robin redbreast sitting on the fence? No, it's a barn swallow. When I sit for long periods, I want to stay seated, eat a lot of food, and then want to move even less. So right now, I'm not very motivated to take this walk. That's why now is a good time to think about when I weighed 200 pounds several years ago, which loaded down my 5'9" frame with lots of aches and pains, low energy, high cholesterol, and pre-diabetes. I had pre-diabetes, but the doctor, Her Highness, cut my carbs, though, and I'm okay now. So as long as I keep the weight down and don't load up on the carbs during my meals and keep exercising. Now I weigh 184 and want to get it down to 182. And I never, ever want to return to the ranks of the 70%ers again. Nearly 70% of Tennesseans are overweight. That's 7 out of 10 people. If you need proof, wherever you are, look around you and start counting. Ooh, a great crested flycatcher is majestically flying over the roof. No, it's another barn swallow. With your cup of Joe on the Murfreesboro Greenway, I'm Robert Rickman.